Hi, I'm Cliff Sarin, Managing Editor, Technology at ComputerWeekly.com. I'm speaking today with Anthony Adhead, Storage Editor at ComputerWeekly.com, about clustered NAS, what it's good for, and who's selling it. Hi, Anthony.
Good morning, Cliff.
So the first question I have for you today is, what is clustered NAS?
Thanks, Cliff. In short, clustered NAS, or scale-out NAS, is NAS that comes in nodes that you can add together to form clusters with a common file system. That's the short explanation. Next comes the slightly longer version. To explain it, we can contrast clustered NAS with what went before, i.e. traditional NAS, a great innovation that puts a large amount of storage on what is effectively a server on the network, and that's very easy to install and manage. But with NAS, there are limits in terms of the scalability of performance and capacity, and you risk a situation called NAS sprawl, which is characterized by siloed data in unconnected NAS files scattered throughout departments and branch offices. You can't see all the files on them from one place, and so management and migration of data in them is a pain, and you lack the ability to handle all your information on NAS. Clustered NAS puts a stop to this. You can grow a cluster in grid fashion, and it has a massive common file system. Adding NAS devices means adding parts of a whole with files spread across all devices and resilience built in. So if your storage becomes processor or memory bound, you can add a controller to gain more power without adding more disk. Or you can add disk that can be seen from all devices, and device failures are now non-destructive. The thing that enables this clustered capability is a distributed or parallel file system that enables all nodes in a cluster to see all the files in the environment, all of which is important for a number of reasons. To begin with, it means clustered NAS is way more flexible and scalable than traditional NAS. It puts an end to silos of NAS that simply can't talk to each other and that are scattered around the organization. Clustered NAS is also achieving problems at a time when organizations are focusing on what to do with large amounts of unstructured file data. This is in part what all the talk about big data is about: vast amounts of unstructured information, i.e. not in databases, and the challenge of searching and interrogating it to derive business value. Clustered NAS, with its ability to store large volumes of data that's visible all via one file system, is ideal for this.
So who makes clustered NAS products, and how do they differ?
Well, Cliff, the scale-out NAS market has largely been divided between a number of clustered NAS specialists and the sub-brands of the big vendors, with the two strands merging somewhat via acquisition. There's also been a significant milestone in terms of clustered NAS going mainstream recently, of which more in a minute. But firstly, let's run through some examples of the main clustered NAS vendors and brands. Big vendor clustered NAS ranges include EMC's Isilon family, with its 1FS file system-based hardware, which can scale up to about 15 petabytes, and it has three different product lines that come optimized for either IOPS, sequential throughput, or capacity. IBM, meanwhile, has its scale-out NAS or SONAS family, which is built on its general parallel file system and Lintel servers. It supports billions of files and scales to around 20 petabytes. HP has put the iBrick software it acquired in 2009 into HP servers to build the X9000 network storage system. This comes either as gateways to which customers can add their own disk or fully integrated devices and can scale up to 16 petabytes. Hitachi Data Systems acquired BlueArc in September last year, and BlueArc's big difference in the market is that instead of commodity CPUs, it uses dedicated field programmable gate arrays customized to scale out NAS performance requirements. BlueArc's Titan series can scale to 16 petabytes with a single namespace. Of the other big vendors, I'll get to NetApp in just a moment. But first among the startups is Avia, which sells appliances that accelerate access to existing traditional NAS devices and provides a single namespace for all the data on them. It uses flash storage to accelerate access and has been popular among organizations that have multiple locations and want access to data held remotely on NAS devices. There's PanaSAS, which provides scale-out NAS products built on a blade architecture, director blades that deliver I.O. and storage blades for capacity. A single PanaSAS namespace scales to 6 petabytes. Finally, there's NetApp, possibly the name most associated with NAS over the years. This year it upgraded its ONTAP operating system to provide something approaching true clustering capability. It's always had a kind of halfway house clustering that wasn't really clustering. But this, the vendor's FAST 2220 filer, was the first to ship with ONTAP 8.1.1, which has nearly true clustering capability, potentially up to 20 petabytes and 20 billion files. And you can download the upgrade for its other filers too. At present, clustering is limited to 5 high availability pairs, but the move is significant, in my opinion, in that it shows clustered NAS going mainstream. And that's a good thing, in my opinion. This kind of scalability should be a given in this type of product.
Okay, and to me, thanks very much.